When you hear the term microplastics, you're probably thinking that I'm talking about the ocean. But an alarming new study from the Macquarie University suggests significant levels are building up inside our homes. This morning, I'm chatting to Dr. Scott Wilson from Macquarie's Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences to learn more. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thanks so much for joining us. To cut straight to the point, just exactly how are these microplastics entering our homes? Are we introducing them, or is this kind of plastic breakdown happening on its own?
Well, I suppose we are introducing them because it's most of these plastics we're finding are small fibres. So it's coming from the products we use within our home rather than kind of blowing in from outside, although there is microplastics in our atmosphere as well. But we're finding, you know, everyday products, you know, from, you know, the clothes we wear, you know, the furnishings we have in our home, whether we have carpet or not on our floor, all these are factors as to why we're exposing ourselves to microplastics or not.
And how much of this microplastic are we actually seeing in our homes?
Well, I mean, by weight, I mean, microplastics are, you know, really just those small bits of plastic. So they're less than 5 millimetres in size. So they're tiny, tiny bits, and they go down, you know, quite small. So we're finding in the thousands per square metre up to, you know, in some homes, 16,000 microplastics per square metre. But obviously by weight, this is, you know, really small amounts. But, you know, with a small child, you know, if you're breathing a lot of these fibres in, there's of course concern about, you know, what those plastics might cause to a young person.
Now, you mentioned their house, very, very small, these microplastics are.
Yeah.
How difficult is it to reduce the levels once they're built up in our homes? How can we stop it at the start, and how can we get rid of what we have already in our homes?
Yeah, sure. So our study actually looked at vacuuming techniques or cleaning techniques as well, and found that if you clean your home or vacuum your home more frequently, then you can reduce the amount of microplastics you're exposed to. So if you're doing it weekly or more frequently, that's better. If you're not as conscientious about cleaning your home, then you are exposing yourself to more. But ultimately, it comes down to, you know, the products you choose. And so if you have a look at some of these, you know, your rugs and your carpets, a lot of those, unfortunately, are synthetic blends these days. So look for natural fibres. And obviously the clothes we wear and the furnishings as well, a lot of those are synthetic. So we can make choices about those types of products, and that will help reduce the loads you might be exposed to.
I can imagine many listeners now are tuning in saying, see, this is why we have to vacuum more. We're ingesting the microplastics. It has to be more often. We've got another excuse.
Yeah.
On a more serious note, ingesting these microplastics, like, it can't be good for our health. But, like, how much is this actually impacting our health? Is it serious?
Well, potentially. I mean, this is kind of where the science is at, and there's still debate about the potential impacts of this. We know we're breathing it in, we're ingesting it, because, you know, it's floating around in our homes, and it falls in the food that we're preparing. Obviously, we're breathing it as well. So, you know, there is cause for concern because these plastics can be toxic. And we know the chemicals associated with these plastics, some of them are carcinogens, and some of those can affect, you know, growth and development, particularly in young people. So there's no clear evidence of impacts to human. We are obviously a large animal, and we need potentially large loads to impact us, but we don't know. So it's best to be safe and kind of reduce our loads. We're seeing trends and these general trends of increases in obesity, decreasing sperm rates in men. These are all potentially linked to some of these chemicals we're finding in plastics, although it's not proven at this stage. But this is where we need to further research to find these things out.
Scott, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, my pleasure.